Hello again. Now, the autumn season thus far has been quite calm in terms of what is about at the moment anyway. We saw lots of croup-affected youngsters a few weeks ago, but this has receded in terms of frequency of attendance and contact at meds and surgeries. The flu vaccinations and indeed the pneumonia jabs are zooming along now with little sign of anything much of them ever flew about at the moment. It will not remain like that, though, not quite so calm as reports from distant parts of the world spell potential for quite some flu season this We'll see. We always say that, though, don't we? It comes from the east, as they say. Hopefully not, but as ever, it's best to be prepared. This week, the TV, the radio again, is filled with Brexit chatter. But what happens if you're struggling to hear this or any similar mumbling? What do you do if you find yourself unable to comprehend the spoken word? We often find folk arriving in the surgery, hopefully just in need of a brisk peep in their both ears to confirm mountains of wax, later removed via maybe syringing, and voila, all returns to normal, able to hear a pin drop from 100 yards. Ex-EU membership for some parts of our kingdom, at some future date, we could be excused if we occasionally dip into the dark art of speaking and measuring things in imperial format. Yes, yards. Not meters. Whew, I've just woken up. Yes, and litres, and mils, and grams and kilograms. Age-related hearing loss is often just that. It creeps up with age. It's painless, insidious, and it's manageable. However, in the usual scenario, hearing loss this fashion is often a problem less for the carrier of this burden than the immediate circle of friends and family. Now, assuming you have no other issues with the ears, just hearing loss, severe enough to seek advice, what do you do? Well, it's a wide open market nowadays. You can drop into any number of outlets who deal with hearing aid provision, from high street big names to smaller private businesses. All of who, a bit like a process of going to the optician, will offer ear examinations, hearing tests, and hearing aid provision if deemed appropriate. Modern digital hearing aids are very adaptable, tweaked to configurations that would suit your particular sort of hearing loss. But obviously, being a high-tech instrument, they may not be as cheap as picking up a random pair of reading glasses off the shelf. Oh no. Alternatively, however, you and yours have ear problems, you're old in terms of perhaps very one-sided ear issues, pain, discharge, severe tinnitus, previous eardrum problems, perforations or discharge or ear canal issues with that sort of thing, rotalis externa, as we call that. Or you're not in the middle age group or older, your doctor may suggest an ENT outpatient appointment first, ear, nose and throat clinic. That site in Noble's Hospital, just upstairs next to the orthopaedic ward. Ear detail examination of the ears can take place, coupled with careful audiological hearing assessments, after which you'll have a better idea of what is what with your ears. Another route, potentially being assessed for provision of something to improve your hearing, though, is via the auto-referral process. Here, well, there are basic criteria. You have to be over 55. Simple, straightforward, age-related hearing loss. You can have a bit of tinnitus, if you like, with this territory, but application forms you'll find at any local pharmacy. You fill one of these in, also modern, you can do it online if you like, and off it goes to the audiology or hearing aid clinic at Noble's Hospital. They sort you out an appointment, and there you are. It's an NHS service, so it feels familiar. So there we are. Choices, they're yours. The choices are several, and one way or the other, a way to choose, sort of improve your hearing overall. If only other stuff was as simple as that. Yeah, if only. Until next week, cheerio.